a beautiful book, folks, and everyone here at the Public House, I'm going to hold it up, and this is the book. It's called The Baseball Life, 4 decades Inside the Game, the photographs of Ronald C. Modra, and a very talented photographer. He'll give you his background, but I'm going to just open up a couple of them just to show the audience, and a beautiful black and white color, and things that I have never seen before. And this Father's Day is coming up. This is a book you want to take a look at. So we're going to talk to Ronald in just a second here. However, including the new Ultimate Multi-Side Door, Marvin Scenic Doors invite the beautiful views of the Bay Area into your home. And the Marvin Design Gallery by Truitt & White has the knowledge, expertise, and personalized service you can't find at big box stores. Visit truittandwhite.com today. Find out why Marvin Doors should be your only choice. Or stop into one of the 2 convenient locations. Their flagship Marvin Design Gallery in Berkeley, Mark Pearsall will be there. And their new design gallery on the Monterey Peninsula, Truitt & White, the professional builder's choice. So I'm glad to be able to do that. All right. Who do we have back there? Justin?
Yeah, we got JT, Justin Turner.
All right. Is Ronald ready to go? All right. A pleasure to bring Ronald Modra in. Ronald, I talked to you the other day. The book is A Baseball Life. It's a coffee table book, I would say, and the pictures are just outstanding. But what people should know about you is your background. You have an amazing background in baseball, and that's how you got access to these beautiful pictures. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started out working for the Milwaukee Brewers back in the early 70s when Mr. Bud Selig owned the team. They were looking for a team photographer, and I was lucky enough to land that job. And from there, I just worked there for about 8 or 9 years. And in 1975, a gentleman named Herb Sharfman came to Milwaukee. He was working for Sports Illustrated. He was doing a story on Hank Aaron, who had just gotten traded to the Brewers. And I showed my work to Herb, and he thought I had the right stuff. And in 1978, John Thomas brought me out to New York, and I went to work for Sports Illustrated in 78. Stayed there almost 25 years, and I was primarily on the baseball beat.
Well, I love it, and the book is A Baseball Life, and what I like about it, you know, and I'm a sport magazine guy, and Ozzie Sweet was, you know, my hero. I love the color photos, the portraits. You come as close to Ozzie Sweet as anyone I've ever seen, forgetting that action shot of the face and just the turmoil that's going on in a baseball player at that moment. And what I said to you on the phone when I talked to you a couple of days ago, you know, I've seen pictures, a million pictures. And when I start seeing ones I haven't seen before, that catches my attention. And just about everyone in this book I have not seen before. Did you intend that, to get pictures that sort of had not been in circulation?
Yes, I did. You know, I was working with my good friend Peter Kobundy, who's the art director on the book and designed the entire project. And Peter and I had discussed that we wanted to try to do as many, if not all, of the photographs that had never been published before. So there's a number of them that have appeared in Sports Illustrated, but the bulk of the photographs had never been published before, and that was definitely our intent.
Pat, I'm going to just hold this up, and you can talk to me. I'm holding up a picture of Dave Stewart.
Then
on the other page is Benito Santiago.
Right.
Then there's one of the Griffeys, Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. And that's the kind of stuff in the book. So go ahead, Pat.
Well, the Benito Santiago picture is really a unique bird's eye view because it's shooting him down. And I'm curious, Ronald, how did you achieve that shot?
Well, we decided to do Benito for a baseball spring training cover for Sports Illustrated. So I went down to Yuma where they were training at that point and talked to Benito about it. And we ended up renting a cherry picker that we brought onto one of the practice fields. And we got above him, and we were able to shoot that shot for a cover.
Pat, describe this one.
Well, I'm looking at Goose Gossage in a full cowboy getup, and he's at a ranch, and he's denim from head to toe with a Stetson on. He's got just the gnarly Fu Manchu. What a photograph. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Well, that came about during the last of the player strikes because Goose had been the only player at that point that had been affected by every one of the player strikes, and so Sports Illustrated decided to do a story about him. And I had known Rich for quite a few years, and I was very excited to go out there. And this was a ranch that he had in Canyon City, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So which really worked out great because it's one of the few times where I went to do a story, and it was only supposed to take a couple days. And we were having such a good time. I stayed out there about 10 days with him. So that was one of the portraits that we did at his ranch out there in Colorado. And one of the great things is he and I are still really, really good friends to this day. So those are some of the things that really I'm quite proud of.
Well, Marty's got the book open to another phenomenal spread here. We got Tony Gwynn, and he's just sitting there with a just like circumspect. He's just in his own brain thinking, and the photograph right next to it is Tony Gwynn looking at a ball coming at him in his batting stance, and his eyes, I don't know if you could get him any more open, and I think that really just summarizes Tony Gwynn.
It really does. I mean, both those photographs, Tony was an absolutely fantastic person to work with. And one thing about Tony is he always tried to trip you up a little bit because he would, you know, say, well, like I can do the photograph at 3 o'clock or, you know, I'll meet you at four. And then if you weren't ready by two, he'd come walking in about 2:15 to try to see if you were early, because he was one of the athletes that I worked with that was constantly early for a shoot. So I can't say enough about him, and he's truly missed.
Wow.
The book is A Baseball Life. The photographs of Ronald C. Modra, M-O-D-R-A. And, Pat, I'm going to let you do one more here because I could, you know, I could go through every page in the book here. How about this one?
They're phenomenal. And this is one of the more iconic moments in baseball history over the last 50 years. Wade Boggs on the horse.
Yes. That was right after the Yankees won the World Series. Mm-hmm. And I was shooting from an outfield position, and they were parading around the field. And at one point, Wade just jumped up and rode with the New York's finest around Yankee Stadium. It was
amazing.
It was a terrific moment.
Yeah, great career. What a wonderful career, really. Just great stuff.
It was really fantastic. It's amazing how 40 years has gone by. But it was great. I have so many people to thank. You know, all the guys from Sports Illustrated, Tom Berducci, Tim Kirchen, Peter Gammons, Lee Montville for helping out, Mr. Seelig, and Bob Costas. So the project would have never, ever got done without the help of all these people. So I'm very thankful to all of them. And once again, Peter Kobundy's great art direction on it. So that's what brought the whole project together.
Well, in the back cover is the Ripkins from the back, Cal Sr. and Cal Jr. And boy, if you want to learn baseball the Ripken way, it was
sure.
From Cal Sr.
Yeah.
And he was amazing. Ronald, where do you get the book?
You can get it at abaseballlife.com. It's not available in bookstores.
Really?
It's the only place that you can get it. No. The reason for that is we self-published. That's why it's as big as it is. So we self-published it.
Okay.
It's available at abaseballlife.com. And if you want to get it out there for Father's Day, we can do that for you.
Yeah, it's worth it. Right, Pat?
Well, I'm just looking at the photographs that Marty's leafing through, and to me what stands out is the physical evolution and change in these athletes in baseball. I mean, you go back to some of the young guys in the 70s who were real lean and wiry and flexible, and then you get to Jose Canseco and that whole gang, and they had a different body, and then they're now back to more of the lean look, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, I believe so. I think back like in the 70s, they were just doing those 12-ounce curls.
Well, Wade Boggs was doing it in the 80s too, right, Ronald?
Yeah, he sure was, yeah.
But it's fun to kind of see the trends, the physical trends in baseball.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of it's scientific, but a lot of it's just showing you that where they're putting the import on what hitting home runs, et cetera.
Perfect pictures.
Oh, that's great.
Really, Ronald, very well done.
I'm
fortunate to have the book, and I hope people take advantage of baseballlife.com.
I hope they do, too, and I really appreciate you having me on. It's been great.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful work.
Congratulations,
thanks,
Ronald.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Thanks for being on. All right, okay. Boy, pretty good, huh, Pat?
Yeah, Marty, that's a fantastic book, and that you're right. That's perfect for Father's Day, or if you want to be selfish and get one for your own coffee table, Marty.
Yeah, this is nice.